The home or apartment building is built with the intent that the structure will last a long time so it can serve as a residence as well as a financial asset. What's overlooked is how many older structures, while still standing, do so with quite a less than effective level of safety, particularly fire safety. The lack of attention paid to this issue has created a reactive response after a tragedy rather than a proactive approach to prevent tragedies. However, after a huge fire in an Edgewater, New Jersey apartment complex, stronger attention finally is now being given to this issue. One of the voices in that gaining of attention joins us now. He is the president of the New Jersey Firefighters Mutual Benevolent Association, Eddie Donnelly. Good morning, Mr. Donnelly.
Good morning, Chris.
And let me give you the website for his organization. It's njfmba.org. Of course, we have a link over at our website as well for you to reference additional details of what we were talking about here. And, Mr. Donnelly, a lot of this has come about from the fire, disastrous fire, at the Avalon Bay apartment complex in Edgewater back in January. What was it that that fire brought to people's attention regarding building construction in New Jersey?
Well, in the fire service, that was just another example of why lightweight truss construction is a danger to firefighters and our safety and the safety of the citizens of New Jersey. It's an accepted standard of building, but with that comes a lot of inherent dangers to us as far as working inside or on top of those buildings because of the type of material it's built with. It's basically built with 2x4s, and they don't use nails. Everything is put together by gussetry, which fail rather quickly under any type of fire. So, when this type of building instruction was brought around, we lobbied to have placards put on buildings so our members would know when we arrive at a structure that has lightweight building construction. There's a triangle on it that tells us if there's lightweight roof trusses or floor trusses. So this is not something new to the fire service as a concern. It's been an ongoing concern. It's just brought to light again by the major fire in Edgewater.
And from my understanding, the lightweight construction burns faster, so if rescues need to be done of humans or pets, whatever the case may be, that cuts down the time that your guys have to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely, Chris. In our job, seconds count. And, when you're using building material of this type, as compared to the older types of building material, it absolutely matters that this stuff fails real quick and gives us less opportunity to work safely to get inside and get people out if we have to.
The complex in Edgewater is owned and operated by a company called Avalon Bay. They're a company, did a little research here, more than 1,000 fire safety-related violations. And they have a new project with a similar structure, my understanding, Eddie, in Princeton that is already in existence in Edgewater, which, by the way, that complex, that was not the first fire at the Edgewater complex, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't the first fire at the Edgewater complex in regards to that that company. The FMBA stance is, we stand with labor, and, we recommend that all types of building use union labor and, craftsmanship and work ethics that work within the building codes and keep safety a priority.
And again, for Avalon, they have over 82,000 units, 274 complexes. They're based in Virginia, and they're the second largest apartment and real estate investment trust in the country. I guess the issue is technically, at least as far as New Jersey is concerned, Eddie, they're adhering to the codes, construction codes, so obviously that means that the codes have to be looked at, which I guess the layperson is going to ask if this has been an ongoing concern with firefighters and other elements of the safety organizations. Why is it now just being looked at of, okay, we need to change the codes? Because I know there is some legislation in front of the state Senate, for example.
Yeah, so, changing the codes is a lengthy process. We actually testified on Senator Stack's bill, which addresses the concerns of this lightweight construction. And, this type of problem and this type of issue needs attention now. And that is why Senator Stack sponsored this bill and brought it to light. Because if we go down the road of codes, cost becomes an issue. Outside agencies weigh in. And when does cost override safety? That's the biggest question. And Senator Stack's bill, you know, addresses the issues of fire stops and puts some limits on this type of building construction and where it's used and how it's used. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes we're reactive to a tragedy, and that's exactly what happened here. Hopefully, the legislature in New Jersey will pass this in both houses and bring it to the governor's desk, and he will sign it. And I would hope that this legislator would expect nothing less from this governor. You know, this is one of those common sense bills. We just had a bill for sprinkler systems in residential homes. And again, it came down to cost. It passed bipartisanly in both houses, went to the governor, and he vetoed it because of cost. So our concern and our question is, when does cost override safety? And when is it okay for cost to override safety? You know, let's look back years ago where smoke detectors were first introduced. You know, we had the same arguments on both sides for smoke detectors. And imagine, God forbid, you know, the smoke detectors weren't mandated in residential homes and where they are today. You know, they save lives. And this legislation that Senator Stack put forward will save lives. It will protect property. And we'll keep my members, the men and women who are out there every day, protecting the citizens of New Jersey safer.
With Eddie Donnelly, who is the president of the New Jersey Firefighters Mutual Benevolent Association, njfmba.org on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And fortunately, miraculously, at the Edgewater Fire, there were no lives lost. But one, obviously, people lost possessions. One person of note, not to put one ahead of another, New York Yankee play-by-play announcer John Serling, who's been in broadcasting for decades, he lost all his personal possessions. I mean, that's not just a career. That was really broadcasting history that just is no more because of this poor construction and the less than significant fire code. So even when there aren't any lives lost, Eddie, there are consequences of these fires.
Absolutely. Property, you know, of course, life safety is paramount, but, you know, the second part of one of our major issues and what we do out there is we protect property. You know, it's life first and then property. And, you know, this type of building construction, when fire penetrates that, it just flies through there. And you wind up, you know, losing, like you did in Edgewater, an entire complex. When if you had stops and you had barriers and you had fire protection and you did some limiting of where you can use this or had sprinkler systems up in that cockpit, you know, property would be a lot less damaged.
Now, playing devil's advocate and given the full story here, I guess the determined catalyst for the fire was there was a maintenance worker that used a blowtorch and they were fixing a leaking pipe. And for whatever sheer idiocy they had, they didn't call 911 immediately. So that caused 15 minutes to lapse before anything could be engaged as far as safety is concerned. But that still doesn't excuse the less than significant, especially in the complexes like what Avalon has, which there are multiple housing dwellings in these complexes, not just a two-family house or a side-by-side type of situation. And is this a case, Eddie, where whoever lobbies the loudest with the politicians gets to cut the most edge? Is this something where, and do you have any inkling whether this is something where construction companies are giving the right money, the right people, the right money to dodge these things and protect themselves, or is it just a matter of the whine about costing and people don't want to, especially politicians, don't want an economy to get hurt because construction stops, for example?
Chris, unfortunately, that's the case in many pieces of legislation that come out there. It comes down to dollars and cents. And, you know, listen, I'm a taxpayer. You know, I'm concerned about dollars and cents as well. But it always comes down to, from our standpoint, you know, what dollars and cents override a common sense bill such as this that will do three things. And it's very clear what this bill will do. It will protect lives, it will protect property, and it will protect the men and women that I represent that are out there every day protecting the lives of New Jersey residents. So in my opinion, the small cost associated with this to make the changes, the small cost that were associated with installing sprinkler systems is should not be overridden when you look at the overall safety and positive aspect and positive good that will come out of a bill such as this.
And the bill, by the way, in the state Senate is S-2824. You can go over to the State House website, njledge.state.nj.us. Look up S-2824. And then as you're while you're on that website, contact your state senator. We're heard all throughout the state. And encourage them, urge them, demand that they support S-2824 so that the tragedies that we saw in Edgewater and we've seen in recent years because of cuts in costs and cheap construction, that they stop and that lives are protected and homes are indeed designed to last permanently, great length of time, and above and beyond all that, last with safety for the residents who are in those homes. Learn more about this issue and the work of the New Jersey Firefighters Mutual Benevolent Association. Their website is njfmba.org. We've been joined by their president, Eddie Donnelly. Eddie, thanks so much for helping us get a better understanding of the importance of this, for the ways that you back up your men and women. The firefighters are true heroes in our country. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.